at the Armageddon here with yet another movie review that you didn't ask for. Bad Boys, Ride or Die. In my opinion, Bad Boys, Ride or Die is objectively not very good. Oftentimes throughout it, I thought, this is so bad. Furiosa was far better in terms of cinematography, production quality, direction, and just about everything else. Except, I liked Bad Boys, Ride or Die far more than I did Furiosa. Yikes, cue existential crisis. The dialogue was painful quite often, and the plot or crime that needed to be solved took a good 20 minutes to find its way to the point. But despite this, what really makes any of this worth my own personal time was that where it failed in terms of the things I liked to see in regards to story, it was actually quite funny. It was a different brand of funny and executed differently than in Bad Boys 1 and 2, but still, it was funny. This was close-ish to my experience with Blue Beetle, where, while I thought it was overall a bit tedious for a superhero movie, George Lopez's perfectly timed, non-sequitur-esque one-liners made me genuinely laugh enough for me to not completely roll my eyes out of existence, like I do with nearly every episode of Star Trek Discovery from about mid-season 3 on. The execution of the comedy in Bad Boys 4, or Ride or Die, or whatever, is in contrast to how it felt and appeared in the first two Bad Boys movies. As in those flicks, the jokes and timings felt more structured and intentional and relevant to the mayhem happening at hand, whereas here, they often felt like, hey Martin, say something funny to get us out of the scene because we got nothing. But also, Martin's one-liners, jokes, and general timing is what ultimately saved this movie for me. I know it's a bit triggering to even mention the name Michael Bay to anyone that has ever even thought about the idea of attending film school, let alone graduating from one. But say what you will about the man's excesses when no one is checking his worst impulses, when he's being reined in and told no from time to time and doesn't have all the money in the universe to throw at it and must instead approach his work with a level of discretion or discipline, he's turned out two of my favorite action movies in The Rock and the first Bad Boys. In fact, he set the tone, good or bad, for the fast-paced action that has come to be the style audiences resonated with up to fairly recently. You practically can draw a line from the quick editing style that debuted in Bad Boys to one of the most popular franchises of the late 90s and early 2000s, the Bourne series, which in turn influenced Daniel Craig's first few James Bond outings and the Mission Impossible series from 3 on. And while I'm not saying it's all on Bay's shoulders, John Woo has entered the chat, but what I'm saying is that his craft, LOL I know, sounds crazy to say, in Bad Boys is what actually put the stamp on the franchise. That was a really long-winded way to say that, visually, this Bad Boys, and the one before it, have none of that flair, editing, or superfluous rich orange or blue hue filters that go along with it to create a visual, almost exotic environment to sell the idea of why Miami. I do give this movie's directors props for bringing back highlights from the score of the original, which for some reason they left out of his sequel. However, where the first two Bad Boys, the second especially being as ridiculous as it is and practically a parody of Michael Bay's style, by Michael Bay, have a distinct, rich style look, which these last two Bad Boys films appear visually the same, in a sea of action movies that also look basically the same. A bit flat, a little too technical, and not much room for interpreting reality with a particular eye. Yet still, after all that, I would maybe watch it again, for kicks at the very least, more than I would Furiosa, which again, is actually a good movie. And I think the distinction here for me is this, that while the execution of so many things was inferior, the intention here was to have fun, and that's what I did end up having. And while not always a hoot, it did definitely feel like a good time by the finish. But also, I think that this is the last ride for me with Bad Boys as well, as I will literally run, not walk to the theater for whatever version of Mad Max drops next, if ever. But here, it's complicated. One of my takes about the movie is that the action sequences actually felt inventive, suspenseful, and one in particular was ridiculously cool. And there's that word again, intentional. Whereas a lot of the parts in between felt like they were loosely designed and riffs. It took 20 minutes for us to get to the main plot, whereas in the opening sequence of the first film, it was set up in the first 5 minutes. Again, contrasted to the original movie, the moments where they did drop into some version of a comedy routine was against the backdrop of an investigation or general story tension going on in the background. Here, it wasn't crafted as well, so the riffs just felt like they were there without anything to support them. Here, for me, comparison is the thief of joy, so I am definitely acknowledging that. After all that, though, you probably won't feel like you've wasted your time, but also, it's probably a signal that quality action movies are dead. It feels like these big budgets are only going toward the action sequences, and the rest is whatever, whatever, which again, that was not my typical experience with some of my favorite action movies of even the recent past. Does it deserve to exist, for lack of a better phrase? Yeah. But it feels more like it's made for Netflix or Prime than it does a 90s era Cineplex. There doesn't seem to be a level of meticulousness in the talky parts, basically. And my eyeballs definitely register that. In 2024, that's not actually a good thing. I know this review makes no sense, especially if anything you're hearing translates in your brain to me declaring this as it's good because I enjoyed my experience with it. It's not. But I don't think that's really the question we should ask ourselves in regards to movies, TV, or anything we engage with of a subjective nature, really. Life is a series of ever-evolving perspectives, and thus, from my travels through the halls of entertainment, has evolved into this question or perspective. Yes, I can appreciate it in the moment, but a question I've started asking myself as to if something feels up to snuff is, would I want to see them make a movie like this again? And that answer here, for me, is no. I found it fun, even if I found it structurally terrible, and sometimes that happens, but I'm absolutely not going to fight for it or fight you in the comments, because many things can be true. In the end, I guess I just really miss Martin Lawrence. I give Bad Boys Ride or Die 2.5 DJ Khaled's or Black Licorice Jelly Beans out of 5. Until the next review that you didn't ask for, at the Armageddon, signing off.